The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Discuss the Universe's Music Review Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
I'm a boom boom.
Boom boom.
Oh man, what is he gonna say next?
Can make that shit fucking jump.
Craig, could you ash this bowl for me?
Oh my god.
Yay!
Oh, here we go.
Thank you, Craig.
Oh, here we go.
Yay!
There's still a bunch of stinky citrus weed in this bowl.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
I
thought it was cash.
Not a whole bunch, but I mean...
Okay.
I don't want to smoke it.
Oh.
Oh, no, we're needing it fresh. You're freshy. Come on.
Yeah, you know,
we're not fucking. We're
fresh
not
episode. Fresh.
It's not the
ganja.
80s. We don't have to smoke every little crumb of it anymore.
Exactly.
You know.
It's $20 a quarter now.
It's cheaper than tobacco.
It's cheaper than tobacco now. That's right. It just keeps dropping in price because everybody wants to grow weed.
But soon they'll be out of business and people mark it up again.
That's true. It fluctuates. It's a fluctuating economy. I guess that's just how economies work. They just kind of breathe.
That's the market. Know. That's the market, baby. It will adjust.
It's alive.
But yeah, it's going to be Kmart weed pretty soon. I mean, it's just going to be like...
Like, once it goes nationally legal, which I really do think is going to happen, I hope happens, then the floodgates are going to open to that Kmart shit. Because, like, you know, once then there's a true incentive for some sort of giant conglomerate that has its tendrils all across the United States, you know, it can legally do business that way rather than just having to stay in one place, you know, mm-hmm. which is how the laws are now. You can't transfer weed from a legal state.
Well, they're getting ready. I mean, like, RJ Reynolds buying up farmland in Northern California and
there you go.
It's coming. We're ready for it.
Oh, it's a coming.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fucking crazy. Yeah.
It probably won't be that crazy. It'll just be a bunch of white dudes making a bunch of money.
Mm.
Same old story.
What's new?
Some new stuff. It'll be just like, I don't know. It's gonna be different. Because it's different, because with weed, you're coming from, like, the super, like, it felt like with alcohol, at least since Prohibition, it switched from, like, these mass consumer level, like, production of beer to, like, the more local brewery thing has now become the norm. That's where it's moved. And pot's kind of started at the local thing, and it's going to move in the opposite direction. Mm. It's going to move towards the big Anheuser-Busch and the Coors and all that sort of stuff of weed.
And then after, like, a few decades of that happening, then it might move back to the homegrown or, you know, boutique, craft marijuana.
But I think if we look back in the history of alcohol in America, even then, like, most breweries, like, you had to do it in the city or pretty close to where you distributed it, in that those are, like, Anheuser-Busch is a conglomeration of a lot of other local breweries.
Yeah.
Every city had its own beer, I think, for a while there. So, I don't know what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our show. I don't know what I'm talking about.
That's what the show is called. We don't know what we're talking about. And before we tell you what we don't know what we're talking about, let us tell you what we do know what we're talking about.
What do we know we're talking about?
Well, I think I know a little thing or two about judging music.
I think, whether I do or not, I certainly do a good job of it.
Yeah. Well, then there you go. I think that's enough.
I deliver my nonsense with conviction.
You do, and that's all that matters.
It is.
That's all that matters, especially in today's day and age. So that's right, ladies and gentlemen, you better brace yourselves.
Hold on to something.
For another wonderful episode of
Hit
or shit. That's right. It's where we judge the living daylights out of music. I always make it sound the way too brutal.
We hold that music down and just whip it with judgment.
Yeah. Whoa. Hey, Craig took it to a whole new level. I that triggered me actually a little bit. Whoa,
oh,
Craig.
Lord.
I don't know how I feel about that. The whipping, it brings up all sorts of, slavery.
Uncomfortable imagery. Yeah, I know. So just all sorts of places that you could take it.
I think I want you deplatformed. I want to deplatform you.
Okay. All right.
But we'll get to that later. We'll
you
get
just don't
to
have
later.
To like upload this episode onto the memory stick and I'm deplatformed. You've got total control
right
now. That's
right. Oh, I feel so good.
Yeah. You're like
I love
baby,
this.
Baby Apple or baby YouTube or whatever over here.
Yes. So today, you know, I always make hit or shit sound way more harsh than it is. And I mean, sometimes we do.
Mostly we're just a bunch of Pollyannas. We just like fucking whatever you play.
Yeah.
I mean, just like,
we
I'm
just
fucking
like
whatever.
Music.
Whatever.
We just right, like man. It.
What are we listening to today, Spencer?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, like that. That sounds like the rock and roll.
That, wow.
Yeah.
I've never
a lot like that.
That's Craig doing a Craig impression. That is something special.
I don't bring that one out very
that you
often.
You don't get to see every day. And it's very startling in a lot of ways. So he's like kind of like an old prospector type guy.
Yeah, deep down I am kind of like a minor 49er, you know, old.
Yeah.
You know, living outside old Beggar's Tomb. Oh, I call my mine Beggar's Tomb. Just pitch my camp out front and it's just fine.
Oh, see, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
So what are we listening today?
God, see.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Are we doing something?
We got
there?
Sidetracked.
No.
We did.
You got sidetracked. Imitating Craig. You could have just let it go.
I should have just let it go.
Could have just rolled
it. Made me pause for
sure
a second.
It might come back, so you better be ready.
Oh, boy.
Better
All
be
right,
ready.
Well, I got to turn into Prospector Spanny.
No, I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
That's what'll happen.
If you don't feel it, it can't come. You can't
that's
just
true.
Channel
it. It won't be convincing.
There's only a limited number of prospectors out there. You can't just channel them willy-nilly.
Yeah.
They're grumpy as hell.
Well, so prospectors, what do? They
mine for gold.
Right. They dig mines into the black darkness, darkened abyss of the earth, which I don't know anything.
But we're doing a hit or shit, not an old gold, right?
No.
Because
you're
doing
a hit or shit.
You're mining the old gold metaphor right now.
No, no, no. I'm saying, I'm going for a different angle. I'm saying that it's the darkness. It's the dripping caves full of existential dread that they are constantly.
What is?
The thing that we are going to listen to, Craig, is a sonic interpretation of that very dread and darkness and deception.
Is this one of those bands that it looks like a four-year-old just fucking drew a bunch of lines on a piece of paper when you look at their name?
That four-year-old was under a curse. He was under a satanic curse, and it was very brutal when he drew it.
Do they take pictures of the band in like a snow-drenched forest?
No,
ever?
There are never any pictures of the band ever.
Oh, it's too dark.
Yeah, no, there's no pictures. Pictures of the band or any awareness of who is in the band.
Are there
they're too
images
cool for that?
Images of temples on their album covers.
There might be a temple or two, but it's exceptionally evil looking temple. Okay.
Okay. So who are we listening to, or where are they from, and how much Cookie Monster can I expect from a scale from 1 to 10?
You can expect a solid 14.7 on the Cookie Monster scale.
You can't break the Cookie Monster scale,
okay,
can you?
No, can you go beyond full Cookie Monster? This guy just sounds like more traditional death metal, but this band is particularly abrasive and has been dabble in noise.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Just save, okay. Just
I don't
save
even
it.
Want to know
save
in
it for after.
Like, in reference to what? I mean, like
in reference to like Iron
to
Maiden,
Abominable Putridity.
In reference to Abominable Putridity, I would say they have
a grimier.
They're very similar to that band in
how
a lot
about,
of their structure,
how about
but
cattle decapitation.
Yeah, yeah,
and that sort of thing.
Definitely along those lines, but I would say this band takes it to another level of just claustrophobic noise ear rape.
Okay, so what kind of ear, what's the name of the ear rape that we're going to be enjoying today?
So did I say the name of the band already?
I don't think so.
Oh,
no.
The name of the band is Triumvir Foul. Triumvir Foul.
Of course.
Sounds like a crazy movie villain. That's a fucking sick name.
I think that that is Thor, the guy that's going to fight Thor in the next
movie.
Yeah.
Triumvir Foul.
And what ear rape are we going to listen to? What's the name of that one?
This song is called Urine of Abomination.
U-R-I-N,
U-R-I-N-E. Urine.
I've got it the rest of the way.
Urine of Abomination. That's what the song is called. And boy, do I know what that's about.
What's just so I know kind of how to like pace myself for this. Like, what's the running time on this thing?
It's going to be 4 minutes and 55 seconds.
Wow.
Of really challenging sonic punishment.
Okay.
Think of it like, you know, eating your vegetables. You really don't want to, but they're more healthy for you raw, you know, the less cooked the better. And so you just gotta shove them in there and crunch them up and just with a grimace on your face, you know. So that's like what this music is.
I don't have the excited face on my...
He doesn't, but that's the face I want to see.
I have the troubled face.
Yes, that's face. Right.
All right, so it's
trouble.
Triumvir Foul.
That's right.
Urine of Abomination is well...
I'm ready to drink the urine of Abomination, I'll tell you what.
All righty, well...
I'm ready. I'm going to guzzle it.
Gulp this down. Here it comes.
You're enough abomination right there.
Deck and a record player, and then like this really fancy like radio, and it had a big dial on it, like really nice heavy. It was one of those 70s, 80s, early 80s style Pioneer super weighted dials on it, and a big golden thing. And like sometimes we turn the music up when we were playing like Submarine and stuff. We turned the volume up on that thing and we would just spin that dial and let it spin through all of the radio. And being in Wyoming, there are very few radio stations, and it made a noise almost identical to the way that this song starts.
Yeah.
That...
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's an impressive imitation. That's like exactly what it sounded like. Damn. You should be a noise artist.
I don't know if that's one they needed. I could probably do it. I'm not good at all.
You could probably make that into something. That was some filthy, dirty shit that we just listened to.
But I love the way that it transitioned out of that into the song. I thought that was the best part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
The rest of it... And I get what they're doing, like the wall of sound and all of it. Mm-hmm. And I guess I enjoyed parts of it. You know, that was a different take on it. Kind of like sometimes Tool sounds like it's recorded underwater or different things. It has like that certain like heaviness and like that blanket over it. And I felt like this all had a blanket over it too. And as far as the production of it goes, and I kind of enjoyed it. But at times I felt like it kind of all stayed in the background.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the things with this kind of death metal that I think is intentional, is that, you know, it's trying to blend all of the instruments into just a general hellish landscape you know, of noise.
But and, you think that even in an ocean, like certain things would rise to the top at times. And even when they're right. kind of like highlighted in it, like the mix doesn't kind mm-hmm. of like accentuate that sort of thing and give it more of a like,
right.
you know, you can see the creatures creeping around. They were
very
the
live,
water.
Very live performances,
mm-hmm.
which for metal is not always the case. A lot of times drummers are grid edited, you know, things are like locked into place. So the band sounds as tight as possible.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And this is definite. This is like the antithesis of one of those bands. And I just found out, which is why this name sounded familiar. These guys are from Portland.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're from Portland, yeah. but that makes sense because there is this kind of like death metal noise scene
it has
here.
Sort of like a grungy sort of
right,
thing
lo-fi.
To it too,
yeah.
a little bit too.
Like a yeah. lo-fi, like bathing in the lo-fi, like playing to your strengths. You know, if that's like your. I don't know. And so I think it's very effective, although I would agree with you that it does kind of like wash together after a while, even the song itself. But it's kind of weird because I think the noise that is on the beginning and the end is like, that's like the thing that they are trying to achieve as like a metal band or a rock band, you know, I get that sense and I can't speak for them, but I got that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's like their influence was like that
that's
weird
like
fucking
their purity. That's yeah. the purity of their form.
Right. Right.
And they have to kind of dial it back to make it like accessible and like, give yeah. it like that rhythmic structure.
Yeah.
But really they could go full noise on it and it could just be like seriously spinning the radio dial and
yeah.
it would almost be kind of what they're going for. That level of chaos.
Yeah. Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I say for like I don't know. It's is it the part of the show where I say what I think about
yeah.
it? Yeah.
Go for it.
I would say that I don't and it's definitely not shit. You know, I definitely think that it's pretty strong fucking metal tune.
But would
I don't
you,
did,
would
it,
you...
did it get all the way to a hit though for me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to listen to it again, really. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I
that's
think it's a
tough a
high
one.
Or a low hit.
Yeah, that's how I agree with that yeah. assessment.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure that I want to go listen to this song again, but I want to check out more of this band to hear other songs.
I would be open to listening to more of the band.
Yeah.
And
just because they're from Portland, I'm like, oh, cool. Like that's
there's
that's
just
cool
parts
thing.
Of the song that I know that I just would have to suffer through going forward because
yeah.
like I don't think I'm going to get more out of the static section.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I just don't think that like the parts of this type of music, especially when it's kind of mixed in a way that it's kind of hidden and stuff, you can listen to it more and get more out of it as you distinguish more of what's going on, and that's what's kind of cool about that.
Yeah.
But there's long stretches of this song that's not going to be the case. And that's right. a hard sell for me to come back to.
Yeah.
I got to listen to like 30 seconds of like just static noise.
You just got to be willing to dig through the noise essentially, which
I'm just not trying that hard to be cool anymore. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Like there's a certain yeah. like demographic that's trying that hard to be cool. And it's kind of like the key, like if you're tough enough to make it through this and get to this, you get to the cool thing.
Right.
And it's that rite of passage sort of thing that right. fucking little metalheads fucking just love.
Oh, they love it.
But it's horse shit, and like I don't got time for it because I'm an old angry guy.
Well, that's a perfect demographic for metal.
Yeah, but I don't have the patience for fucking listening to the fucking.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you.
For very long.
I don't know if I would back up everything you said as far as like the rite of passage. I mean, I think that maybe in this case that's true, but I think you know, metal. Yeah, it just it goes over a large swath of lots of different kinds of music, you know.
I guess what I'm saying is that like every generation of music or so, they come up with sounds that sound alien and unpleasant, like
sure.
auto-tune sounds alien and pleasant to like yeah. someone that grew up on 60s and 70s and 80s music. It doesn't sound right, and so that it makes it extra cool for the kids to like it because their parents don't like it. And like even if your parents are like grew up with
Black Sabbath and all the stuff that I grew up with or whatever, or even like eventually that you grew, and I don't know, probably someone that's between our ages, you know, that grew up with all the new metal and all the stuff that, that we listen to here is still got enough of it that your father could yell down the stairs and be like, what the fuck are you doing to the stereo down there? You fucking cut it out.
Yeah.
And then they're like, yeah, right on. We finally found a metal song that pisses off fucking pops.
Yeah.
And it makes it that much fucking cooler. Mm-hmm. And that's what that is.
Mm. That's a pretty, pretty solid assessment, I would say. I mean, I don't think that's all it is, but I think that that's definitely a big factor.
That's a metaphoric thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It makes it difficult for the man to get it. Like, old dudes like me, like, we don't make it through that fucking shit.
Right.
And old dudes like me don't know about it, and then younger people going to be like, well, the old dudes don't. This is just fucking ours.
Right, right.
And that's what I mean by rite of passage.
Hmm. And trying to be cool.
Yeah.
That's, like, what young people do.
You're really... You got
that's totally what young people do.
You got the time to put in a little extra effort.
Right.
Yeah.
To really dig in and to try to appreciate this stuff.
Because you want to be cool like these dudes that have already, you know what I'm saying? Because you put in the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I listen to some shit music because there are people that I thought that were cool listen to it. You know what I'm saying? And later on, like, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that wasn't really fucking very good.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Like weird folk music and like, yeah, I had like a really good friend in high school that just fucking listened to fucking shit music. He listened to some good stuff. But man, like George Winston and like piano, like
I don't
weird.
Know.
I don't know. It's just weird. Billy Joel, like he loved Billy Joel, like that.
Yeah.
But super like
lukewarm.
Yeah. But
Billy
super
Joel.
Funny, like yeah, really like awful, like sense of humor, funny dude, but like just really like had a bad taste.
What
we
do
like
you know?
Simon and Garfunkel. We both like Simon and Garfunkel quite a bit, so that was something.
Well. Yeah, I think I give this an or, I would say.
Or.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a very high or, but or.
Yeah, like, it's too far on that spectrum for me personally, as far as, like, I like my metal a little bit more intelligible, you know? So I would be, like, a few rungs less on that cool ladder, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but I still like it. I like Hate Eternal. Like, I can listen to Hate Eternal all day. That shit is awesome.
Well, you're not on that. You know, you're a couple rungs above on that ladder because, like, you're the guy that is cool enough to have listened to it, dismissed it.
Yes.
And then waiting for people to come to them excited about it. And then you can be like, oh, foolish.
Oh, you think that's cool?
Oh, foolish child.
I've heard of it.
And it sucks.
And it sucks.
And you probably suck too.
No. Damn, you must have had some music snobs when you were growing up. Oh, no, I
fucking bad, dude.
Yeah, like, no, I bet.
I had a friend that just throw your fucking tape out the window. Just like fucking pop that shit out of the car thing and fucking.
What a dick move.
Yeah, fucking snob.
Wow. Dick. Well, I think, you know, it's pretty sweet. When you're the coolest guy in the room, it's pretty. It's and I know
I hope
how
that you can enjoy that someday.
I like it.
I do.
I like it because I enjoy it every day in every room that I'm in.
By yourself?
No. No. I mean, this current room, I'm totally cool. I'm the coolest one, Greg. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, usually the coolest one has to prostrate, has to proselytize how cool they
are
to everyone else.
You know, that's part of being cool is letting
people
know. Part of being
cool is to letting people know how cool you are by telling them how cool you are.
Exactly.
And then continuing on about that.
Right.
Yeah.
I just want you to know.
I just want you to look at, like, fucking my marijuana socks
and
tell me that you fucking are cooler than me.
Wow. You have an item of clothing with a pot leaf on it. So that...
Points.
So you are automatically cool. You are automatically the coolest guy.
You are super hipper than anybody ever hipped. You're
see, that's okay. Well, that hipper. You don't want to know the secret. You want to know the secret? It's because
I do want to know. Yeah,
let me let you in on something, young Padawan.
Let me get my pen pumped over here.
I don't want to get that ink rolling here. It's all about. It's not about dismissing and saying that things suck, right? You getting this?
Okay, yeah, I'm okay. Getting it.
It's not that saying that things suck. It's just saying that they're fine.
Oh, in like that sort of like bored, dismissive way.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But not like insulting them, but just being like, yeah, I've heard of them. And, you know, I get it. Like, I get it. You know, when people say I get it, like, I get why other people are into it. But me personally,
I can imagine what it would be like to be someone who would enjoy such a thing. Yeah. And
I can put myself in those shoes.
Aside from pity.
Right. I get it. I understand why you like them.
You'll grow out of it.
You'll grow out of it. That's the follow-up sentence.
Yeah.
You'll grow out of it.
You're adorable.
Oh, that's adorable. Oh, you listen to Deer Hoof? Oh, wow. No, I don't know.
Deer Hoof's a pretty good band, actually.
That's one of those that I have yet to get into.
Yeah, they're all right.
So, yeah, there's so much shit I don't know about. I do not.
Yeah, so I guess two oars.
Two,
with a little bit, a little sprinkle of hit maybe in there from me.
I was hoping that it was just a little crazier, I guess.
A little more forgiving, I guess, to these Portland boys.
Yeah.
Because also they might just fucking find my old ass and beat me for a while if I get too negative about it. That's a possibility.
That's right.
They sound like they mean business.
No, they'll write an angry Facebook post.
I'll take them. I mean, you can come at me and you might win, but I'll kill at least one of you.
Yeah.
Just write that down. Oh, whatever. Wow. What's the name of here? Yeah. That Triumvir Foul. Yeah. Mm. You come looking for me, you may get me, but I'll get at least one of you.
That's
maybe
good.
Maybe two.
That's good. So bring like five people.
Well, yeah, but someone's going with me.
Someone's going.
One lucky contestant. So good luck getting them.
Yeah, and with me, you'll never even find me.
And so, that's a threat.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You'll never even find me. You can ransack my house and I'll be gone.
And his roommates look like they can hold their own. So if you probably creep around there too much, they'll probably, you know.
Oh, they can.
At least call the authorities.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen how fast they can dial 911. Yeah, they're very speedy with that.
Yes. And they live on a very busy street in a big city. So they're used to calling the authorities on a lot of things.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Do they really call the cops on a lot of people there?
No.
I was going to say, that'd be a weird thing. Well, let's call the cops on the neighbors again.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It's like more like the homeless people.
Yeah, you got to call the cops on them.
Yeah. Get out of here.
I don't think that person's got a home.
Yeah. Arrest him. Put him in a cell.
And most of the time, they're taking a shit in your garden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to have to call them, like, when I lived in the last Thursday house, like, yeah, you know, they're all, like, bathing in our, like, goldfish pond right now. And, like, they slept here last night, and I wish you'd just kind of come tell them to get off the property. Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. And that was back before it got really fucking awful. That was when it was manageable.
That was probably a sign, though.
Yeah.
They were coming.
Yeah. Yeah, and the landlords are going to close that fucking place down.
Yep, that was a sign. That's a good solid sign right there.
Yeah, and I think we should probably close this fucking place down now, too.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right. It's been a wild ride.
But it's been a fucking good night, I think. Yeah. I think we did a lot of solid podcasting.
Yeah, I agree.
These fuckers should be pretty appreciative of it.
That's right. And you know what they can do if they're really, truly appreciative?
Write us a goddamn review and put a like on the iTunes or the Spotify or something. You give us follow or some damn thing.
Something.
Pat or anything. Goddamn stats. Get on Spotify and listen to this song. Maybe you got a whole different take on it, and you can write us a letter saying that we're sons of fucking whores, and we have no idea what we're talking about, and we might actually even read your letter and mock you on the air.
That's right. We can have a whole argument.
That's something
we could do. It'll be great.
Yeah.
We can have a whole argument about nothing, about a podcast. So let's do it. Let's make it happen.
We're awful people, and all you people have to do is just instigate us, and we'll just continue to be awful.
Yeah. There's more awfulness to be found.
Spencer's very cool.
I'm pretty cool, though.
And awful. But also cool.
I'm awful in a cool way. I'm awful in a cool way.
Very cool.
I'm awful in a cool way.
Remember how cool. Yeah. Just don't forget how cool, everyone.
Right.
Don't forget.
Everything I do, it's like I did that thing, but in a cool way.
Pass.
You know, like, oh, dude, he just ate shit, but it was in a cool way. Mm-hmm. I can't explain how.
Yeah. No one forget.
That. Yeah, like, oh, man, that wasn't really funny at all. But, oh, it was in a cool way. In a cool way, it was kind of not funny, you know?
Yeah, I think that just kind of summed up our whole fucking podcast career, I think, kind of.
Yeah, you know, yeah, we kind of sucked, but you know, it was in kind of a cool way.
Yeah, then like, yeah, which one should I listen to? I don't know. They're all fucking brilliant and awful all yeah, in the same
all,
way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all terrible, but in a good way. In a cool way.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of cool grows on you. It's fucking awful, but yeah. You kind of get it after a while. Yeah, yeah, and it's fine.
So that's...
And then it's fine.
So we're like that,
man. It hurts a little less after a while.
And on that note, hit up Spotify.
Just saying good night, Spencer. Oh,
good night, Spencer.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.